Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report Live, and of course, lots of announcements. So we have Harley Schlanger back. Lots of important issues. The Wicked Witch of the West has announced that she is running for office, I guess, with the Rose Law Firm and the string of bodies and the corruption and $2.5 billion, which came out of just nowhere. Hillary Rotten Clinton and her entourage of globalist, communist, satanic maniacs are planning on foisting themselves on the public. And again, I mean, if this is the best we can get, it's unbelievable. And we have lots of other issues to talk about with Harley today. Harley, what are the key issues that are burning over at the LaRouche Foundation?
Well, what we're looking at primarily is the question of the speed at which there's a consolidation of fascist policies. The administration is basically supporting Nazis in Ukraine, people who are openly avowed Nazis who are now in the top positions in the Ukrainian government. And the militia, the National Guard of Ukraine, which is run by the right sector fanatics, and these right sector people are admirers of the Ukrainians in World War II who joined the SS to exterminate Russians, Poles, and Jews in Ukraine. They're not only incorporated as a leading force in the Ukrainian military, but we're sending Americans to train them to use weapons against Russia. Now, this is something Obama knows these are Nazis. Victoria Nuland chose them precisely because they're Nazis. And right. I think this is really an important thing to think about, because we're also seeing an escalation of Nazi ideology in terms of radical population reduction when it comes to dealing with the water problems on the West Coast, where Jerry Brown, who's always had a underneath his green cover, he's always been a Nazi. What Brown is saying is that California really can't support more than 500,000 people. So what are you going to do with the other 37.5 million? And that's exactly what we're seeing with water rationing, water conservation, and so on. I think this is really a dangerous moment. And in this situation, well, we'll have a choice between Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. Hillary, who has attached herself to the fascist Obama, and Jeb, whose family has continuity supporting Nazis going back to his grandfather. This is a dangerous moment, Bill.
Well, in fact, what we're seeing now is a grab by transnational globalist satanic boards, which are use the face of things like the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnerships to make all governments vestigial, so they can seize resources in countries and in continents like Africa, where basically everything's up for grabs. I was listening to an album by Donald Fagen, one of the more recent ones, called Everything Must Go. In other words, it's cancellation day is the way the song starts. And people need to understand what's really going on now is, as far as the globalists are concerned, it's on. They want to grab every mineral resource, water resource. They want to reduce the population. They're ready to do it now. This is not a warm-up. This is the big show right now.
And it's coming quickly because, really just quickly, as an example, Keisha Rogers today is at a water conference sponsored by the Texas government. Of course, everyone thinks, well, Texas is not like crackpot Jerry Brown, left-wing radical. Texas will be different. No, it's not at all. What's the main agenda item? How to enforce conservation. Now, there's a difference between what Jerry Brown wants to do and what the neocons want to do, but it has the same effect. Brown wants to do it by government edict. And they're going to start telling you in California how often you can bathe, how much water you can use for dishwashing and things of that sort. Forget watering lawns. Most people have stopped watering lawns a long time ago. but they're setting up public showers in sections of California. And you know what an image. To me, it's reminiscent of people in the gas chambers being told they're going for a shower and they end up getting gassed. And what do the conservatives in California and in Texas say? Oh, no, government shouldn't do the rationing. We should let the free market do the rationing. Let the water prices go as high as they need to so that people will stop using water. Now, meanwhile, while Brown is ordering cutbacks of water to communities, Nestle's, the globalist, fascist, used to be a chocolate company, then it branched out into formula, and then into water. They're able to get water, as much water as they need in California, for 3 cents a gallon, and they sell it for the equivalent of $16 a gallon. So this is an example of how the so-called private sector is going to use so-called free market to ensure that the rich have water and everyone else has nothing.
Well, what's going on? This is the final genocide. This is not a game here. And people need to understand that this, along with the French treaty, which is going to be going in by December, but the final stage is being done in the next few months, for carbon credits. If that goes in along with the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnerships, these treaties will actually force the population where they can't even file lawsuits against governments that are imposing carbon credits, which would do everything right down to controlling population size and how many showers you can take.
Well, and did you see that yesterday in the Republicans say that all the Republicans are going to support, or maybe two or three won't, but they have at least 52 votes from Republicans for the fast track of the TPP. And now Ron Wyden of Oregon, who's actually decent when it comes to things such as the NSA spying, but on this he's insane. He says he's going to get 10 Democrats to support it, so because Obama wants it. So there'll be a fast tracking, which means that the Congress won't be able to even read it before it goes through and becomes the law.
Wow. Well, you know, that's not a proper way for the legal process to proceed. In other words, it doesn't allow a proper process for people to dialogue and disagree and rework the bill and so on. Well, what we're seeing right now, and you said it already, is fascism. And the problem is both parties and both legs are fascists. The only pardon of the person that I see that's even somewhat reasonable is Rand Paul. The other two candidates, Rubio and Ted Cruz, are not constitutionally able to even run as president, but yet they put their candidacy forward. I don't understand why the party allows that.
Well, I hate to say it, but Rand Paul is reneging on his father's commitments against foreign entanglements, because Rand Paul thinks the road to the Republican nomination runs through Sheldon Adelson and these right-wing Zionists in the Republican Party.
I'll take a little bit of a
citizen than any other citizenship.
Well, here's the way I view it: at Israel. Israel, I call it's a real hell. Okay, and I can say that because I have a Cohenic background, so people can't say it. If you're black, you can say black things. What we have is a situation where we needed literally a nexus state Israel so that the Joint Chiefs of Staff can go to sleep at night and not worry that Netanyahu, because he's nuts, will start a nuclear war by attacking Iran by bombing it. With, by the way, equipment that we gave him. Obama's on the one hand saying like he's having a bromance hissy fit with Netanyahu that he's not getting along. But yet, on the other hand, he's giving him long-range bomber tankers and other equipment to make certain that they can make the long-range flights 1,500 miles each way to drop bombs and come back after they blow up the Bushehr reactor, which would cause a radiation cloud. And I belong to the Physicians for Social Responsibility for over 40 years. And the radiation cloud that will come out of that Bushehr reactor site will be large enough that it will make Fukushima look like a garden party. And it will poison much of Myanmar, most of southern China, where the major population and business areas are, South Korea, Japan, and, of course, we're in the tailpipe of this mess that will hit here.
And by the problem is they're already doing refueling of Saudi jets that are bombing in Yemen. So they're testing out their capabilities. It's the U.S. The U.S. is supporting the Saudi intervention in a war in Yemen, when we put sanctions against Russia and the Russians didn't even launch bombing attacks or things of that sort in the Ukraine. So it shows, again, the hypocrisy of Obama, the lying hypocrisy of a so-called Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I think the Nobel Peace Prize would be an anti-peace prize. In other words, if you... Actually, I think they just changed the spelling. It's P-I-E-C-E, Pieces of People, Nations...
Either that or Nobel's Peace Prize.
Exactly, maybe. All kinds of reasons to get the Nobel Peace Prize if they changed it like that.
Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Up until now, we have been losing the war. The war on multi-drug-resistant superbugs that have emerged due to the overuse of traditional antibiotics. It's time to start winning with Alimax from NutraMedical.com. Alimax kills all disease-causing bacteria, viruses, parasites, and pathogens. It prevents illness and reverses disease, saving limbs and lives. Alimax, AliUltra, and AliMed capsules and liquid, and Alimax cream all contain stabilized allicin, never before available. Allicin is the most powerful, plant-derived universal killer of all pathogens with no drug resistance and totally safe for both topical and oral application. AliMed is made with the world's only stabilized allicin extract. Read more and order AliMax from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back. And Harley, we have the story about Vitalia Vitrenko. Tell us that story, because that's, you know, over the top. I mean, we see some behavior now by the government, both Obama and now Hillary Clinton on her way in, trying to get into office as president. We see situations in government that are so in your face, it's like they don't even show any sign of trying to even cover up how gross the corruption and evil is that's going on.
Well, I think it's really important to take a minute to go through this. And I did send you the press release we put out that's on our website, so I assume you're going to put that up on your website. Natalia Vitrenko is an economist, and she's one of the people who, after the fall of the Berlin Wall and the collapse of communism, she said, now's the opportunity to take countries like Ukraine, where she lives, and Russia, and Eastern Germany, and bring them into the Western economic system, that they had skilled labor force, educated workers. They just had very bad infrastructure and very bad industry because of the communist system. And so she joined with Lynn and Helga LaRouche back in the early 90s, saying that if the West really wanted to end the Cold War and create a global economic renaissance, invest in these countries to help them modernize their industry and their technology, and it would mean jobs in the West and in the East. And instead, the West went with the London Wall Street plan of privatizing everything and stealing everything that wasn't nailed down. And that's what happened with Yeltsin. That's how Russia got into trouble. And Natalia stood up against that courageously, and she ran twice for president of Ukraine, and she got 11% the second time she ran. But during that campaign, there was a grenade tossed onto a stage where she was speaking, and one of her security guards dove on it, and he was severely injured. Several other people were hurt. And Natalia has been targeted by the networks that are supported by Obama right now, the hardcore right wing in Ukraine, which longs for the days of the Gestapo and the SS. So Natalia has continued to speak out, and she's from Western Ukraine. She's not an ethnic Russian. She's a Ukrainian, but she's one of a number of courageous people who have spoken out against the Poroshenko regime and the Yatsenyuk regime and attacked Victoria Nuland, the right-wing neocon who worked under Dick Cheney and then went right under to work under Hillary Clinton. By the way, this is a perfect damnation of Hillary, that she had no problem taking one of the agents of Dick Cheney and putting that person in charge of the State Department's Eastern Europe desk. So anyway, in the last week, there's a statement issued by the head of the internal security of Ukraine saying that they are going to have to increase their surveillance against Russia's intervention into Ukraine, and they called on the people to report any suspicious activities that are against the government of Ukraine. So they're repeating what the Nazi Gestapo did and also what the communist East German Stasi did. You have in every apartment building one or two people spying for the government. And the head of the Interior Department in Ukraine said that we want to model this on the OUN. Now, the OUN is the grouping in Ukraine under Stefan Bandera that merged with the Nazi SS during World War II. So they're openly calling for this grouping to head their internal security and their military. Yarosh, the leader of the right sector in Ukraine, which is the pro-Nazi party, their symbol is the SS symbol.
Wow.
He was just named special advisor to the Joint Chiefs of Staff of Ukraine and to the president. So Natalia speaks out against it, and she's been summoned, and she's told that she's under investigation for treason. Now, one of her fellow party members from the independent party that ran campaigns for president in the parliament is already in prison and has been beaten. And what Lyndon LaRouche did is put out a statement today saying a warning to Victoria Nuland. If anything happens to Natalia Vitrenko, her blood will be on your hands and the hands of President Obama. And we circulated that throughout the State Department today, and it caused a real freak out because, first of all, there are a lot of people who don't like Nuland. But secondly, there are a lot of people who know that the State Department is covering up for the U.S. working with Nazis in Ukraine and jihadists in the Middle East. And they don't like it to be presented.
Well they know that it goes back to Benghazi. Benghazi was a transshipment and Stevens was an arms dealer. And they're trying to get back a bunch of equipment for that they give to the Libyans, including these man pads. And what happened is they didn't want to give back the equipment, so they attacked the compound. And that's why they didn't give them any coverage or any retaliation, because they didn't want this to blow. They wanted Stevens and all the other members in the area to die. And
well, the real thing is that that's because what we did in Libya was illegal. It was unconstitutional.
Oh, of course it was.
But we're
also shipping
into power. We armed them, and then we let those arms go to the so-called rebels in Syria, who are now in the Islamic State that we're supposedly fighting.
Well, they're giving to the Al-Nursa Al-Qaeda, which are the worst of these arms dealers. And we actually were transshipping equipment we were trying to re-sequester from the Libyans and ticked off the Libyans, especially trying to get these man pads back, which we gave to them illegally. And we were shipping a whole bunch of equipment to Syria to do a regime change there. Several hundred million dollars. We actually were dealing with specific black market arms dealers directly with the State Department and Hillary Rotten Clinton. And the State Department has a lot to answer for here and go right up to the White House, because Obama stamped the whole damn thing, and so did Hillary Clinton. And they tried to cover it up, and now she's running for office. I think this is disgusting. The fact that she's running to me...
I agree with you completely on that, but I would say one more thing.
Uh-huh.
What's really disgusting is the president is the one who called the shots on this. Hillary supported
him,
and she should be held responsible for supporting the illegal activity. But Obama organized it and ran it, and he bragged about it, as did Hillary.
Right.
They said, we got rid of Gaddafi. When Gaddafi... The people he was targeting in eastern Libya, you know, when they said, we're protecting people that Gaddafi's going to attack, who are we protecting? The jihadists, the people who are now the Islamic State in Libya.
Right.
That's who Gaddafi was going after. And
right.
Hillary is responsible for covering up a criminal policy that violated the U.S. Constitution. And as you may have noticed, Obama's authorization for use of military force in Iraq and Syria, that's not going to go through the Congress, so he's still acting illegally every time we bomb someone in the Middle East.
Well, I think that he should been going through a military tribunal already. Right now, Obama should be charged, and so should Hillary, not going through a regular civil, but a military tribunal for a violation of their duties as officers of the state in terms of the military operations.
I would go a step further to say that all those people who oppose Obama and talk against Obama in the Congress, who have allowed him to do this without bringing a bill of impeachment, they should minimally be thrown out of office.
Because
they're violating
their
oath of office.
Of course they have. And the fact they've allowed this to happen, they know better. They're not stupid.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per
caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We'll back in just a minute with go to LaRouchePAC.com. We'll have all those links up. This is amazing developments. I mean, every week there's so much serious news going on.
Well, and I was telling Bill on the break that Natalia Vitrenko has just sent out an open letter that she delivered to the Prosecutor General of Ukraine.
Right.
And there's a pretrial investigation going on against her, and the organization she set up, which is called the All Ukraine Women's Organization Dar Zhizhny, which means gift of life.
Right.
And that's what she's the head of. And their funds were frozen and her funds were frozen based on a report that those funds were being used to undermine the security of Ukraine. So in Ukrainian law, she's entitled to see the evidence before the court case takes place. So she's saying, present the evidence. I want to see the evidence. I'm perfectly happy to go to court and prove this is just fabrication. And instead of providing evidence, they're just saying that she's a criminal, an enemy of the people. They're saying that some of these funds may have been used to kill members of the Ukrainian military. So they're really, now this, remember what we were saying in the last segment. The Ukraine government, for all intents and purposes, is a Nazi government. There's a think tank in Europe called the European Institute on Geopolitics. And the person who heads it up is, I believe, from Finland. And what he said yesterday in a press conference, because he was asked about the Vitrenko case, and he said, Ukraine is the first Nazi state in Europe since the end of World War II. Now, this is from someone in the EU, which is supporting Ukraine. The EU is supporting them. This guy is obviously not. So this is what the Russians are reacting to in Ukraine. We're putting troops into Latvia and Lithuania. We're training the pro-Nazi militia in Ukraine. And this is why there's a real danger of war. And when Putin talks about this, he's being very straightforward. He's saying, I have to defend the interests of the Russian people.
Yeah.
Now, then, we, as you and I were talking in the break, the other thing on this Yemen situation, you know, the Houthis, who now the press is saying are surrogates for Iran, in fact, the Houthis, 6 years ago, were the strongest supporters of the pro-U.S. president of Yemen, who was overthrown by this guy, Hadi, who became the new president, and he's the one who let the U.S. set up drone strikes in Yemen, which made the U.S. unpopular and helped build up al-Qaeda. Now, the Houthis include the supporters of the previous president, plus the military, plus their own tribes. They fought and overthrew the Hadi government, but they also have been hunting down al-Qaeda very effectively. And so the Saudis launched bombing attacks against them after they took over the capital of Yemen, which is a city called Sana'a, and they were moving on Aden, which is the main port of Yemen. And so the Saudis launched bombing attacks, and as a result, instead of being able to destroy al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, that organization, which is targeting America for terrorism, that organization is now taking over whole sections of the south of the country, supported by the Saudis. And the Saudi bombing is supported by the U.S. We're giving them extra munitions. We're giving them logistics. We're letting our...
We're actually, it's not just there, though. We're doing the same thing with ISIS and ISIL.
Exactly.
Up in Iraq. We're actually inside territory that we know is known ISIS territory. We're doing airdrops of weapons, munitions, and satellite phones.
That end up mysteriously in the hands of the enemy.
No, it's directly in the hands. We're actually supporting directly ISIS. On the one hand, and we're letting the Quds Force militia from Iraq and the Iranians. Their special forces call in airstrikes with B-2B bombers on these same sites. It's like, this is so schizophrenic and weird. It's like, you've got to be kidding. We're actually on both sides.
We're fighting ISIS, and we're still supporting ISIS and ISIS's supporters like Saudi Arabia. And
exactly.
Obama is still saying that Assad has to go. And now the latest is, according to the Turkish press, that the Turkish president, who wants to restore the Ottoman Empire, he's just angry that ISIS is the one proclaiming a caliphate because he'd like to be the caliph. He just had a
what I've heard is that most of the ISIS attacks are being coordinated right from Istanbul. That Mr. Tayyip
is a sieve.
Right, that they've given, I think it's, 50,000 passports to Turkish citizens to actually go and fight, and they're coming through there, and 47% of the fighters coming from Europe have French passports.
And
they go through Turkey, and here's the situation. What I think should happen is if we know any of these people have actually left their countries, whether it's Europe or America, to fight with ISIS, they immediately have their citizenship revoked. If they return to the country, go to prison for good, to a military prison for life, never to be released. Because they're going to go back out and fight.
The United States should stop supporting Erdogan, the Turkish president, because what he did yesterday is he had a meeting with the top Saudi officials where he agreed that he would work with the Saudis to build up the anti-Assad forces. And what they're saying is that, well, we don't like ISIS and we don't like the al-Nusra front, which is the al-Qaeda front in Syria. But if they come to power, that's the choice of the people. Well, there's actually immediately after that, the Turkish opposition started in the parliament demanding that the president describe whether or not he's planning on sending Turkish troops into Syria, because that's what it looks like is about to happen.
Right.
So you have this explosion of war in the Middle East, and meanwhile, John Kerry, who's doing the negotiations with the Iranians, is then turning around saying Iran is supporting with arms and personnel the forces in Yemen. Even the Saudis although they're saying the Yemenis are puppets of Iran, the Saudis are not saying that the Iranians are supplying them. So here you have Kerry, you know, coming out with a statement. On the one hand, he's working with the Iranians. The other hand, he's working with the Saudis. This administration
is crazy.
Such a disaster.
Oh, it's crazy. And here's what's happened. Right now, we're within a hair trigger, 5 to 8 miles away from the downtown capital and the palace for the president of Syria, Bashar al-Assad, who I saw in 60 Minutes weekend before last. And he was very lucid, very competent. He's an eye doctor trained in London. Okay? People need to grasp that. He's not a maniac. He understands Wahhabism, knows it's dangerous.
He also
clearly on
defends
the show.
Christians and Jews.
Exactly. Defends Christians and Jews. Now, here's what's going to happen. At some warning, and this is just a scenario, it's not a reality thing and not news, there's going to be one or more of the military officers that has been trained by Russians on these Yukons hypersonic cruise missiles. And they're going to get a notice that they've just bombed a palace in Damascus with U.S. strikes by B-2B bombers. And at that moment, they decide to lock on because the U.S. aircraft carriers and so on are within 180 miles of the strike zone of these cruise missiles. And they're going to come whipping in at Mach 8 and completely beyond the defenses of the American Navy. And you're going to see a number of the naval ships go to the bottom of the Persian Gulf. And what will happen to that Mediterranean area around Syria? It's going to become a war zone. You're going to see northern Iraq blow up because that area there around the Strait of Hormuz, the Iranians will just immediately close it. They will threaten any ship going through that area. They'll bring it to the bottom of the Persian of the Strait, which is only a mile and a quarter across. And the people that will close it will be Lloyd's of London, the insurance carriers. The microsecond that they find out that the Iranians are on high alert and we've made an attack on Syria, there won't be a drop of oil going through the Middle East. One third of the oil on the planet goes through that little strait every day. One third. That means the world economy will immediately crash. That means the debt on the derivatives will immediately come due and we will see a catastrophic collapse of everything. Everything is going to go to hell in a handcart. And I believe it's going to happen probably by this summer.
Is your whole health constantly challenged? Would you like to age less? Then consider taking Ageless Chocolate and Life Support from NutraMedical.com. Ageless Chocolate is a clinically validated, all-natural, fructose-free formula comprised of ingredients that promote overall gastrointestinal health and optimize the body's ability to detoxify harmful substances. In short, it will make you age less. Take Ageless Chocolate together with Life Support from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com. Life Support contains metabolically activated nutrients and detoxification cofactors that support stem cell rejuvenation, metabolism, gastrointestinal health, and anti-inflammatory pathways. Learn more and order Ageless and Life Support online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
What a beautiful world this will be. What a glorious time to be free. What a beautiful world this will be.
And welcome back. And, you know, we talked about climate denial yesterday. We had our expert on, Mike Murphy, talking about this lawsuit against the carbon credit garbage. And, by the way, in France, they're planning to push it through by February. And if with treaties, they'll wipe out the ability to even sue these characters and stop these transnational corporations from forcing carbon credits, which will literally go right down to de-licensing people to even have wild reproduction to have children. The water shortage here in California could easily be corrected by three different factors. There's a tiny ocean out there called the Pacific, the largest ocean on the planet. Tiny, tiny ocean. We have primary oil water, which is underneath the tectonic plates, and the WAPA, which is a project that's been talked about for near 50 years with John F. Kennedy's administration back in the early 60s. There's no excuse for this. We could have had giant waterways and lakes and rewilding, if you want to call it, providing a biosphere that's stable for the southwest United States
for
many years.
That's what the nature of man is. We're here to improve nature. And instead,
and stabilize it.
Because of the predominance of the so-called environmentalists, who are really not environmentalists, they're depopulation advocates. Like Al Gore. Gore was at the South by Southwest conference here in Austin, Texas, two weeks ago, and what did he say? People who deny the science of global warming should be punished by law.
Right.
In other words, scientists who disagree with the ideological beliefs of Al Gore should be thrown in jail. And Michael Sager, who I think has been on this program before, met with a man named O'Connell, who is the chief expert for Jerry Brown on water. And they were talking, it was a rational discussion, and then Mike brought up that he doesn't think that the idea of stopping CO2 is going to make it rain. That has nothing to do with it. In fact, it'll probably, as you were saying, have the opposite effect. And O'Connell at that point said, "You don't believe that man is destroying the planet?" And Michael said, "You know, you have in your own records of California's geologic history that there have been major droughts over the last 10 million years, long before there was a single car, a single factory, or a single human being in California."
Right.
And O'Connell jumped up and said, "Get out of here. I'm calling the police." And he told the secretary, "Call the police." And Michael said, "So you don't believe there were droughts 10 million years ago in California?" And he said, "You're harassing me. Tell the police I'm being harassed." And we were told at that point that we would be arrested if we went around and talked to people in the Capitol in Sacramento. Now, that's what LaRouche is referring to when he says we're seeing a fascist policy being implemented where they're not only not going to allow debate on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, they're not going to allow disagreement. And this is going beyond Hitler. I mean, if you disagreed with Hitler, you'd get killed. Here, they're going to pass a law saying you can't disagree, and if you do, you'll go to jail or you'll be killed. And if people don't believe this, they should go back and look at the records of what people were saying in the early 30s in Germany, where they said, well, Hitler will never go that far, he'll never make it, he'll never do these things. And many of those people who said that, who unarmed the population in the face of the Nazis, were the first victims of Hitler's killers.
Yeah, those are the brown
General
shirts.
Von Schleicher, who was the former president, who could have resisted the Hitler takeover, and he didn't. And in 1934, there was a knock on his door, and he opened it, and the black shirt shot and killed him and his wife and his son.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Now, you know, people might be assaulted by this, but the fact is that you and I, what we are, in a sense, is almost like the modern version of ancient prophets, warning the destruction of ancient Israel. And I like to look at America, I call Ephraimerica, which is like the apostate northern tribes of Israel who have gone away and followed the gods of Baal and Moloch. And now God's bringing judgment on them. That's what's happening to America and the world. We're at a stage now where, though, this is terminal. If this was the intensive care unit, we're talking about the planet and the geopolitical system, you and I would be walking in as doctors and saying, well, let's see, we just did rounds on these on the situation here. We see a number of nations that are basically on life support. That one over there looks like their pupils are fixed and dilate, and that one is so cold they look like they've just come out of a meat locker. The fact is that we have a situation now where the world is terminal. At the rate we're going, if we don't have a major change in the heart of mankind, a major change in the direction, and by the way, we are in control. We don't have to be victims. We don't have decades. We have years before it's the end of civilization. I was listening to a song before I drove back from my massage this morning, and it's Everything Must Go by Donald Fagen. And it's basically, it's called the song, it's called The Last Call to the Last Mall. And how you'd exit the ramp and see the crimson blood-red sky. Because everything is being recalled, everything's being said, it's time to end it all. And that's where we are. And people say, no, Dr. Deagle, you're just a negative person. No, I'm not. I'm a positive person. If you expose the truth, just like an abscess in a surgical setting, and you unveil it, and you put a drain in, and you give the person IV antibiotics, and you give them our nutraceuticals, our Neutrodyne, and other things, they'll survive. But if you don't, and you pretend the abscess isn't going on, and remember, the abscess is not caused by Obama or the globalists. I call the abscess, you know, the pimple on the abscess of the body politic is Obama and the globalists, and the abscess is caused by the apathy of the public who believe otherwise and want to attack those like you and I and LaRouche Foundation that want to tell them the truth. They are responsible for this mess, and they're inaction when they see Hillary rise to try to run for president, or the Republicans lie to us and do more evil themselves, and both parties are supporting evil like ISIS and ISIL, supporting Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Yemen. At the same time, they're saying they want to threaten Russia. I mean, this is a policy that's going to bring about World War III.
Of how I think we have to deal with this, because LaRouche said yesterday, we've got to be very clear with the American people that this is a real threat. And
right.
In his statement on Natalia Vitsenko, which is up on your links there,
right.
He finished by saying, 70 years ago, we defeated the Nazis. And he said, I'm one who was in the army then, and I dedicated my life to make sure that we never saw this happen again. Where are the rest of you who said never again? And I think the important thing here is that what LaRouche is saying is that most Americans, if given a choice, would not tolerate any of this stuff. But if the choice is that they have to be vocal to stop it, they're afraid. They've been conditioned to retreat. And what we've got to do is there are two things. One is we've got to tell people about the real crises that exist, the danger of fascism. But secondly, the rest of the world is shifting. The majority of the population of the world is undergoing policies of economic development and growth using precisely the ideas that represent the American system of economics. And we're the ones who are going backward under this London Wall Street cabal that runs the president and the Congress. So the question is, will the American people step up? And just one final note on this question. There are celebrations in a number of countries next month because May 9th marks the end of the 1945, the end of World War II in Europe, and that's the 70th anniversary celebration. There's not going to be a celebration in the United States, an official recognition of this. The Russians have invited other countries to come to Moscow, and most of Europe is going to come there for commemoration. The United States, when the Hungarian president said he was going to, or the Czech president said he was going to go to Moscow, the U.S. ambassador told him that would be bad because it would be encouraging the Russians. And the president of the Czech Republic kicked the U.S. ambassador out of Czechia, and he said, "You don't tell the president of Czechia which countries he can visit." And I think that typifies the question of the U.S. administration, the Obama administration, acting like Hitler in the bunker. And the rest of the world, even a country like the Czech Republic, is rebelling against it.
Yeah, it really is over the top. And when you look at it, it's a policy that's guaranteed to bring about economic collapse, ecological collapse with the carbon credits, and World War III. That's what they're doing.
You should go to LaRouchePack.com and get your ammunition you need from LaRouchePack of ideas and go out and organize. Don't be submissive.
In fact, this is the big fight. If you wanted to put it off before putting it off again, the next event you may notice will be to cover your eyes and see your bones without an X-ray film. If you see the big flash like that song I just said from Donald Fagen, "The Last Call to the Last Mall," everything's going to be canceled. Everything's going to be canceled, including your life and the life of your family and your nation, if you don't step up to the plate now. It's cancellation day, as it says in the song.
All right, talk to you next week, Bill.
Amazing. Back in a moment, hour number two coming up, and then hour number three, an amazing new book by Dr. Bob Thiel. The prophecies tied directly with the candidacy of Hillary Rotten Clinton. Amazing. Back in hour number two.
So the news breaks. Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, "Hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban?" And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh, my God. A gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha. 844-2-GUNS-80. That's guns80.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.